While nations debate the extent of Iraqi compliance with UN demands, weapons inspections continue, NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad.
Iraq's foreign minister has said Iraqi compliance with the inspectors has been super. Speaking shortly before the two chief weapons inspectors delivered their progress report to the UN Security Council, Naji Sabri dismissed criticism of Iraq's compliance as splitting hairs and said the onus of averting a conflict is on the Bush administration. The ball is in their court, Sabri said at a news conference. We have done everything possible to let this country and the whole region avoid the danger and threat of war by the warmongers of Washington. Though fluent in English, Sabri spoke largely in Arabic. He seemed to be making a last-ditch appeal to the Arab world. He repeated charges the U.S. aims to colonize the region for its oil and to protect Israel in what he called its terrorist aggression against the Palestinians. And turning the word evil back on the Bush administration, he said the U.S. has evil plans to terrify the whole world into submission. Sabri repeated one basic line, that the United Nations inspectors have not found evidence of prohibited weapons or programs to develop them. Indeed, after almost 2 months of daily searches, the inspectors have been unable to confirm U.S. and British suspicions that a host of former weapon sites and industrial facilities have been rebuilt during the past 4 years. Since the UN inspectors made their presentation to the UN, Iraqi officials have held no new news conferences. They seem to be waiting for tonight's State of the Union address by President Bush. Privately, though, Iraqi analysts interpret the report as both positive and negative for Iraq. However, most say the report is largely irrelevant because the U.S. seems bent on war. Iraqi officials have focused on two of the UN's complaints: lack of access to scientists, and Iraqi opposition to U-2 spy flights. They say they've encouraged scientists to meet privately with inspectors, but citing their rights, they say there's no way to force them. They also defended Iraq's decision not to allow surveillance by a U-2 spy plane. Foreign Minister Sabri said Iraq had not actually refused, but said it could not guarantee the plane's safety. What Iraqi officials have not addressed are the unanswered questions from the past. This is the fate of large quantities of VX nerve gas, growth media for biological agents such as anthrax, and the whereabouts of thousands of chemical bombs not yet accounted for. Deputy Prime Minister Tariq Aziz's only comment so far has been to repeat what he has said many times, that if the U.S. troops invade, they will be met with bullets, not flowers. He said Iraq would retaliate and could strike Kuwait. And contrary to the mood of many Iraqis, he said, "We are confident." Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.